Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I praise the Lord for being with you now on this Tuesday, February the 10th. It is a great joy to come back with the Gospel Pulpit. And I'm excited because we started a brand new series on yesterday in the book of Joshua, and I'm looking forward to studying that. I want to tell you briefly about our new project, Reaching America with the Gospel, and this is going to be going on some new radio stations, hopefully, depending on how the money comes, amen. We're asking 1,000 people to get involved across America with a love gift of $10 a month. Now, so you can give more if you want to give more. If you want to do it all in one check, there's some people who could give $1,000, some give $20,000, some give $100,000, some give $250,000. I don't know what you could do, but God does. Now, this is, we're going to be trying to take some radio stations on different places, and you pray about that. You pray about it. It's not for my ego, friend, to see how much I'm on. It's to get the gospel out. The days are short. The hour is late, and we need to get the gospel out as much as we can. I think radio still works. I know that there are some AM stations. I think there's 44 AM stations went off the air last year across the country. I believe it was, and I understand that some are getting out of it. But let me say this to you, that radio still works, people still listening to it, and I thank God for it. So if you want to give in this project, just make your check to GBI, just put Reaching America on it. And then also you can give online at gbiradio.org, and you can also call our office and give by the card if you want to do that, the debit or credit, whatever. And she can even, my wife, when I say she, they can even set it up where that they can just take it out monthly. Amen. They can do that. So there's a lot of options if you want to give, and you can stop at any time. All right. GBI radio.org is the website. And then our mailing address is GBI Post Office Box 797 Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And I hope that some of you don't sit back and think, well, Brother Cawthorn's just on the radio for our money. No, sir. I'm trying to do something for God, friend. I'm in my 42nd year now of preaching the Bible, and I'm trying to reach people for the glory of God. I believe radio's my work. I believe that. God has put me in this. He's never seen fit to let me do much of anything else, and I'm not saying I won't do anything else besides this, but this is it right here, unless God tells me something different, and I love what I do. Well, we're going to get back into our series now on Joshua. Father, will you take the broadcast, use it for your glory, in Jesus' name, amen. Or do something with him. And, of course, I didn't do that, and I took Daddy home. Well, I was a little upset at Daddy. I didn't say a whole lot, and the Daddy called me, or I called him a few hours later, and Daddy said, Ricky, he said, you know why they didn't do that procedure on me? I said, no, not really. I said, I just know he come out, and he was mad or whatever, or maybe I said I did. I don't remember, but anyway, he said, well, I'll tell you the real reason. He said they want to tie my hands, you know, and, of course, they strap your hands down. And do anything. He said, I wasn't going to let them tie my hands, do no procedure. Well, you see, then he ended up, that same thing came up again. He needed that procedure, but he wouldn't go back to that hospital. He wanted to go to a whole different one out of the way. And at that time, some of those hospitals didn't work good together on their medical stuff. And so it caused a lot of problems. But let me tell you something. As a good son, I tried to stick with him. Amen. Because he had cancer, I did not want to see him die or anything happen to him. So I tried to humor him a little bit. Amen. And so sometimes you get put in spot. But let me tell you something, young people. If you want to live long on this earth, and I don't know how long the daddy of Joshua lived, but I know this. Joshua, many times, is referred to as the son of Nun. So I believe that Nun had a good family. Amen. I believe he was well respected in his tribe, and if I've got it right, I believe Joshua came from the tribe of Ephraim, and I believe he was well respected in his tribe, and I believe that Joshua was well respected. Now, I want to say this. The Bible said even a child is known by his doings. Amen. Now, I want to tell you something. Your children will reflect your raising upon them, Mom and Daddy. Listen, now, I'm not going to tell you how to raise children because I don't have any, but I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. The Bible said train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, America has tried to take that training away from the parents. America has tried to all this. And by the way, I'm not for child abuse. I'm not for abusing children. I'm not for hitting children where you're not supposed to. Amen. Slapping your kid upside the head and thumping them on the head and slapping their jaws, that is not biblical discipline. I just want you to know that. Amen. And using instruments, amen, that God did not ordain for that, that is not biblical. You need to study your Bible and find out what biblical discipline is. Amen. The Bible talked about withhold not correction from a child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Well, that rod is a what we call a switch or a limb or a peach tree limb. It's not a belt. It's not a belt. Did you know that? Amen. My daddy was very unscriptural. Amen. Amen. It's not a belt. If you really want to be scriptural and you really want to do it, but let me say this to you. Again, I'm not for beating children. And when the Bible used that word beat, it's not talking about child abuse. But now we have got people today that have come out in our school systems and all that, and we've took the corporal punishment from our school. You know, there used to be a time in school, even when I went to school, that if the boys did something wrong, and I've never seen too many girls get in trouble, but a few of them may have, but those boys would get in trouble, and the teacher would whip them. Now you can't do that. Oh, you can't do that. No, you can't do that now. But let me say this to you. Our jails were emptier. Our streets were safer. Our communities were better. Our churches were fuller when we did what God told us to do. I'll tell you what's happened. We've sat back as a bunch of church folk, and we've let a bunch of liberals tell us, amen, what to do. And by the way, in the name of getting their rights, they have taken yours and mine. Amen. Now, again, I'm not advocating abusing children or anything like that, and you know better than that if you know me. I believe you ought to do everything but the Bible. Amen. I believe you ought to do everything but the Bible. And by the way, it's not just whipping your child every time every time they do something wrong. Let me stop and say this. Does God whip you every time you do something wrong? No, he don't. You know, I used to think, oh, yeah, he does. He chastens. No, you better read the Bible. A preacher pointed this out one day. God rebukes and chastens. I remember one time I did something I shouldn't have done. I knew it was wrong when I did it. I knew it was wrong. I knew I was out of the will of God, and I did it. I did it. And I thought, oh, me boy, the Lord's going to chasten me over that. I don't know what will happen about that. You know what the Lord did? I sat down in the chair, and the Holy Spirit came to me, and he said, I love you. Ladies and gentlemen, that broke me like a rock. I'll tell you what, I don't think I've ever been so hurt in my life. I did something against God. God didn't break my leg. God didn't tire my car up. God didn't cost me $1,000. By the way, sometimes God will do that. All God said is, Ricky, I love you. I love you. He said, I love you. And brother, when he said, I love you, it broke me like a rod. It just broke me. And I tell you what, that was rebuke from God. Sometimes God, by the way, sometimes your daughter, you don't have to handle her the way you do your son. Sometimes you got to really get stern with a boy. A girl, sometimes you can just look at her, she almost cry. Amen. You got to learn how to handle people based on their ability to receive. You see what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying have partiality. I'm just saying that you've got to you got to know how to do that. So, but I'm talking to the children. If you want to be a good son, now Joshua was a good son, and at an early age, I don't believe Joshua was idle. I don't think Joshua sat around on his cell phone playing games. Amen. I don't think Joshua wasted time. I really don't think he did. I can prove that to you in the scriptures later on. Joshua was a warrior and a soldier at a very young age. I don't know how he learned all that, but he did. Back in those days, they taught them character. And so Joshua was a son. Now, let me share with you Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 2. The Bible said, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. The Bible said in verse 3, that it may be well with thee. Now, let me stop right there. If you want life to be well with you, honor daddy and mama. Amen. Let me tell you something. There's some of you rebellious young people, and you think you know more than your daddy and mama. You think you're better than daddy and mama. Now, I want to tell you something. You ought to always keep a close relationship with your daddy and your mama. You ought to always. Now, listen. When you get married, yes, you're supposed to leave home. But that doesn't mean that you can't keep a close relationship with your daddy and mama. Amen. Due to circumstances, and it wasn't that I wanted my mama to get in my business, because when I got married, me and my wife, we didn't allow her parents or mine to get into our business. We lived our own lives, and we served the Lord. But due to circumstances, almost every day of my life, I talked to my mama, even after I was married. All right, my mama needed help, and she needed different things. One day, I didn't talk to her until very late in the day. Me and Christy were out of state, and found out that she had had an episode with her sugar dropping real low, and she'd laid in the bed all day long, hadn't had anything to eat, anything, and I'm out of state and everything. And so what I'm saying, I tried to take care of it. But listen, you in your young age, don't ever think you're better than Daddy and Mama. And I'll get away from them. I won't have anything to do with them. That is not what the Bible teaches, my friend. Now, when you get married, yes, you're to leave home. That's, amen, the boy and the girl. Amen. You're to get away from her parents and your parents. Amen. You're not to, I mean, you're to live your own life and your own house and serve the Lord. Amen. And live for God. Amen. But to be a good son and reverence and honor Mom and Daddy. You're to reverence them. You're to honor them. You're to always tell them you love them. You say, I just can't tell my daddy I love him. Well, let me say this. One day you'll walk around that casket. My daddy was the first close member of my family to ever die. And I remember when my daddy died, I remember they called me at 5 o'clock on a Thursday evening in September, and they said, Mr. Cothran passed away just a few minutes ago. I live 40 minutes away from the facility where my daddy was in. We got in our car, started down the mountain. The nurse told me, she said, be careful. She said, there is a terrible storm, and it was a thunderstorm. And we got there, and my daddy had passed away. I was not there. But I will say the day before that the last words that my daddy ever said to me was, I love you. Probably the last words I ever said to my daddy was, I love you. Listen, I loved my daddy. He didn't do everything right. No, sir. He caused me personally a lot of grief. He caused my family a lot of grief. But listen, I can't hold that against that man. That's between him and God. And I tried to honor my daddy. I tried to take him to doctor's visits. I tried to help him. I tried to do everything I could. And that procedure I was talking about a while ago, after he had it, he looked up at me and he said, well, I guess you're satisfied. Now, I had this thing done. I said, Daddy, it's for you. It's for you. It's for your life that we had it done. I want to honor him, you see. And my mama, I want to honor her. There at the last, my mama didn't hardly know some things. She was forgetting things. And my mama thought she called me. And of course, you know, when they get dementia and things, you know, they'll get things in their mind that's not true. And I was coming down the mountain one Saturday morning. I was pastoring in the mountains at that time. And I was coming down the mountain one Saturday morning. And she called me. She had enough mind about her to get my cell phone number. But then she didn't know. And she just, you know, she proceeded to fuss at me because she thought I wasn't giving her medicine. Well, she was in a facility. I didn't have any control of that. She didn't know. She didn't understand. But now, am I going to turn my back on her for that? No, sir. No, sir. I'm going to love her, do the best I could for her. And I remember the day. 10 minutes after 9, my little mama went to glory. The Holy Spirit, I got a message from heaven that morning. I mean, they'd call me and told me I need to get there as quick as I could. But then on the way there, I got a message from heaven that said she's with me. The Holy Spirit, I'll never forget it. 10 after 9, I went down to the nursing home. And I asked them, I said, when did mama pass away? I said, the Lord told me it's 10 after 9. They said, sir, that's exactly when she passed away. Amen. They said, that's exactly when she passed away. And I went in there myself, my little mama laying on the bed. And I called the funeral director, is a friend of our family. I called the funeral director myself. Probably shouldn't have done that. I put her in shock. I didn't mean to. And she said, I just can't believe that. Your mama's passed away. I said, I just saw her 2 weeks ago. I said, I know. But she's passed away. She's gone on. And mama's gone to glory. Now, here's the thing. And I want to be the right son. Let me tell you a little story. Mom and Daddy, and I'm talking about honoring your mom and daddy now. I'm talking about Joshua being a good son. Mom and Daddy, I was born blind in 1966. My first surgery was 1967, Richard Weaver, down Wake Forest University Eye Center in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He did many surgeries on me, Richard Weaver. So I'd go down there. You'd go down on a Monday. Friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this Tuesday, February the 10th. You've been listening to a message entitled The Character of Joshua, Part 1. This is R489-1, and I can send you this message free of charge on CD. Now, I'm talking the whole message. You know, we have to break it up here, but I can send you the whole message over 50 minutes long on CD recording, or I can send it to you by email. It's all free of charge. Email is comments@gbiradio.org, and then the mailing address is GBI Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017.
Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cothran. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together.
all the time. He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.